And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day. It's entitled, Our Latest Excuse. Like being late. Our latest excuse. Plus, Russell Shubin, director of Christian Outlook, joins us to review the best from the best of the best of Christian talk radio. We're going to look at prayer strategy, always good to look at, and then wind it up with a summary on the Bible League Review.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during this show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, yep, we got to cover it. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities.
Ballard? What is that guy? Where is he from?
Okay. National Johnny Appleseed Day.
The Lord
is good to me. Oy vey, so much more, folks. You have no idea what we're doing. Here's what we're going to tell you. We're asking you, what do you think? You want to give us a call? 866. Are you brave enough? 577-247-3866. K-Praise. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation, except for peanut butter Reese's, which I had at lunch again. Breaking my diet again. Shh, don't tell my wife. Folks, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Is this that day when God sets me free? I don't know what or just who I'll be. Well, I know that my freedom.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. It's a stunning day for the president and the GOP leadership on Capitol Hill today.
Obamacare is the law of the land. It's going to remain the law of the land until it's replaced.
I'm Wally Hines, live on Capitol Hill, with a stunning admission from House Speaker Paul Ryan after he was forced to pull his health care plan from the floor.
We did not have quite the votes to replace this law. And so, yeah, we're going to be living with Obamacare for the foreseeable future.
Ryan refusing to name names, but clearly frustrated with conservative House Freedom Caucus members.
They were a sufficient number of votes that prevented it from passing, and they didn't change their votes.
As for what is next, Ryan could only add, we will see. Keith?
Thanks, Wally. President Trump says the long-delayed permit to build the Keystone XL pipeline has finally been issued.
It's going to be an incredible pipeline, greatest technology known to man or woman, and frankly, we're very proud of it.
It'll carry oil from tar sands in Canada to refineries along the Texas Gulf Coast. The State Department is certifying that the project serves U.S. national interests. President Trump's former campaign manager, a key figure in investigations into alleged Trump campaign ties to Russia, has volunteered to be questioned by lawmakers as part of a House probe of the Kremlin's alleged meddling in the 2016 election. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes says he's open to having former Trump campaign manager Manafort testify.
We're not going to get into a neo-McCarthyism era here where we just start bringing in Americans because they were mentioned in a press story, and I am highly concerned about that. Now, if people want to come in freely, we will do that.
Nunes says Manafort's lawyer contacted the panel to offer lawmakers the opportunity to interview him. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 60 points to 20,597. The NASDAQ rose 11. The S&P declined 2. And oil down to $47.97 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
It's really easy for a teenager's schedule to get way out of control.
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. Today is Friday, March 24th.
I usually get up at like 7:30 when school starts, and then I have basketball practice, then I eat dinner. So it's like 7:30, I start my homework, and then guitar lessons every Monday night. And then I have church Wednesday night. I go to bed at like 11 o'clock.
It's really easy for teenagers to get too busy. I have an exercise that you can do to help your child realize that too much activity makes it impossible to really experience the benefits of his family. Start out by having your child hold a table knife. Place some kernels of corn on that blade and ask him to balance them. No problem, right? Now ask your child to keep the blade in place and begin writing a note to someone with the other hand. Now ask your child to begin tapping his foot. Then have him start to sing a song. You can begin to add other activities until your child can't handle them all at once. After you've both had a good laugh, talk about how the exercise relates to living a life that's too busy and unfocused. One final thought. Time devoted to schoolwork, lessons, and sports can overwhelm our young people. As parents, we are responsible to keep a watchful eye on their schedule and to help them maintain balance. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Most of my life it feels like I've been running. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Shout out to our good friend Steve Wheeler. Hi, Steve. That's a shout out. What's the problem with that? Steve Wheeler over at Whitefields Ministries. What do they do at Whitefields Ministries? They take the gospel to the four corners of the earth. Yes, we like that. They help rural pastors from an educational, financial, and moral support level. Like that. They help with clean drinking water. Liking that. They do networking between ministries, missions, missionaries, and churches. Like that. It's all good because Whitefields Ministries is committed to advancing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. No, you don't have to stop driving your car. No, don't close your eyes while you're driving, please. Keep it simple. When you get an opportunity, go to whitefields.org. Comes out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 35. And Steve Wheeler gave the best explanation of why Scripture says the fields were white. Just one of the best theological explanations. Go to the podcast if you didn't get a chance to hear it. He did it this Monday. It was not snow. The snow. For those that haven't yet figured it out, we have Noah visiting because he had the opportunity to get a lot of work done because they threw all this work at him, and so he just cloned himself and did extra work and got it done.
Now, I don't believe in cloning, but it's often nice being able to be in my office and being on the show at the same time, even though I really don't work on the show anymore. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And then he was able to help Tugboat Todd, who was taking care of business up at the front desk when our show first started. So we want to give a big shout out to our very own robo producer. Good job.
Missed the show.
I don't know how you can't.
The zaniness and the craziness, not so much, but I missed the show.
I don't know how you can't. And then we want to thank, of course, all the work that he's done for, you know what he's doing now, don't you? He's producing national shows all over the world.
Even in Antarctica, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, I think that thing about the polar bears in the snowstorm is amazing.
It's pretty cool.
Great story. Anyhow, I want to get to the next element. So Tugboat Todd having fun just watching the old robo producer just kind of enjoying himself, taking it back memory lane. But there's something that we must take care of. It's important for you to understand. I cannot let this go by. I know you're sitting there thinking, what is it, Dave?
My big raise?
No. Here's what is important. What is important is half price off tuitions. 50% off. You know what 50% off is, Tugboat Todd? You know what it is? It's
half.
Half off. No matter how much you swim through the mud, that is what it's like. Half off. 50% off of a normal tuition. No, the prices aren't lifted up and exalted. They are the regular prices and then given at a 50% discount. Go to KPRZ.com. KPRZ.com. There's a tuitions tab. Go there. By the way, Tugboat Todd, how you doing today? That is the kind of answer we love to hear. Good job. All right, let's get into some of our reviews, some of our discussions, some of our teaching. I guess it's teaching. It really, it's education, entertainment, and encouragement. That's really what the show is geared around. And this one, for those who do not know, oh, by the way, you can reach me, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. This one is called Our Latest Excuse. Do we
have? I don't want to hear your excuses.
Don't give me excuses.
Hey, pal, your excuses are your own.
Can I hear that again? I need another excuse.
I don't want to hear your excuses.
Don't give me excuses.
Hey, pal, your excuses are your own.
Your excuses are your own. Joshua chapter 18, verse 3. You're probably not going to see this one coming. So Joshua said to the sons of Israel, how long will you put off entering to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? Listen to that text. How long will you put off entering to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? So Joshua asking by direction of the Holy Spirit, this is written in Scripture, how long? It's as though the Lord can say to you and I, how long are you going to put off stepping up in faith and touching that which God has set before you? How long are you going to wait? How long? Do you know what this implies? The Lord has given, in this circumstance, the children of Israel the keys to the promised land. Remember when the spies went out, that whole process. And they didn't, with Moses, and they didn't speak well of the land. And the Lord was pretty upset about that. The reason that the Lord gets upset about that, for you and I to understand, is because there's things that the Lord sets before you and I that we have an opportunity to advance in. When the children of Israel came to the Red Sea, remember they stopped and they cried out to the Lord, and the Lord was like, why are you crying out to me? Go forward. Step in. I will take care of it. Sometimes it is that step of faith that brings about the activity of God. And what the Lord asks through Joshua and what the Lord asks us in certain situations is, how long are you going to put off taking that step and taking hold of that which God has set before you? How long are you going to do it? And you know by implication that when it says, how long are you going to put off entering to take possession of the land, that the Lord is saying, what is your excuse? Like, what is your excuse for not taking that next step? I want to talk about a couple of excuses that I use, and I wonder if other people use. There is oftentimes in the Christian realm a complacency. Do you know that complacency has a word origin in the word mediocre? Complacency and mediocre have similar backgrounds. Let's say they're kissing cousins. And they both come from this notion, going up a hill, stopping halfway, and then doing nothing. It's a mediocre. It's a halfway effort. It's a not all the way to the top. It's something that starts and then just like, okay, that's enough. Well, I have to take 20 steps. I've taken 10 and now I'm done. In Zephaniah, the Lord even says, how long will you be complacent? Complacency just puts us into a non-forward motion. I want you to understand something in God. God is not really huge on you and I lacking progression in our Christian walk and in our faith, in our trust, in our prayers, in our communion. The Lord doesn't want you to go, oh, I've reached the pinnacle. I have nothing left to do. Let me tell you something. When you reflect Jesus Christ in everything you say and do and think, you can start to take a break, which means that you and I can never take a break about moving forward. Some people won't move forward because they feel they're unworthy. Let me help you out. You are unworthy. But because of Jesus Christ, you have been made worthy. Take the step forward. Some people will not take that step forward because they're afraid. They're resting on things that they've established, and they don't want to rock any boats. And so I'm not going to take any steps. We'll just hold everything pat. Don't move. I don't want to move anywhere because I'm afraid. And let me tell you something. When fear immobilizes you from moving forward in the kingdom of God and advancing in ministry and advancing in your relationship with God and advancing in your faith and in your prayer life, when fear moves you so you don't move, it's a sin. And you can say it's not all you want. When you don't do something because you're afraid, you're operating in a sinful position. Because perfect love, it casts out fear, and you and God are not in that perfect love relationship. So here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Let's not make any more excuses. Let's get rid of our latest excuse, whatever it is. Oh, it's this, or I've gained 10 pounds, or I have a new jacket, or, you know, my car, the tire is low, or, you know, my brain's just not working, or my hair needs to be cut, or, by golly, I don't have my cuffs on, and, you know, so I can't wear my shirt, and, okay, that's enough. Stop putting off taking possession of that which the Lord has set before you. Stop making excuses. I'm going to try and do the same thing. Let's take the next step and watch the hand of God split the water so you end up walking on dry land. Ooh, that is so good. Let's do that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Today, the story of the incredible bond that exists between twins, even in the womb. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. 9-year-old Walker Myrick has an incredibly close bond with his twin brother, even though he's never met him. His identical sibling Willis died in their mother's womb from a rare condition called twin-to-twin transfusion syndrome, a disease that affects identical twins who share a placenta, but that hasn't prevented the two boys from creating a beyond-the-grave connection. Walker often asks to visit his brother's burial site so he can talk to him. In fact, when Walker was only 5, he asked his mom, Brooke Myrick, if he could visit his brother so he could tell him about his first day of kindergarten. Now, at 9 years old, Walker still frequently asks to visit his brother, making sure they go every holiday and some additional days on top of that. Brooke says identical twins are known to carry a very strong connection, and I believe it's still there with my boys. Walker has a drive to make sure Willis is never forgotten. She's also working to raise awareness of TTTS, which she had not heard of before Willis's death. She says we were not screened for it, nor did our doctor refer us to a specialist or even know that my boys were identical and sharing a placenta. We fight for awareness because of the lack of knowledge that our doctor possessed about this disease. For the past several years, the Walker family hosts a walk to raise money for the TTTS Foundation on Walker's birthday. How would you describe your health care? The word affordable probably is not the first word that comes to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted healthcare option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Let me tell you, this segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Sam going to be in the studio next week. Sam being one of the top real estate agents in the country, let's remember a few different things. You buy or sell a house through Sam, 25% of that gross commission goes to whatever ministry or church you want. If you need some help and you're selling your house and your house needs like a front door or it needs some work, Sam will forward up to $25,000. Shoo. $25,000 to fix that house up. When the house sells, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow. And then he doesn't charge any interest and you get to sell the house faster. The whole deal gets done quicker. If you want somebody to come by, look at your house, check it out, not just give you comps, not just give you comparables, but actually tell you what the value of your house is, not just based on comparables, but also because of the neighborhood, because also the blood, sweat, and tears and the tender loving care and the street appeal and everything else that the nuances need to take into account. Then you have Sam come to your place, and he walks the property with you. He walks through the house with you, and then he determines that way what the value is. And so we're just going to encourage you to check out thinksam.com, because you might be thinking real estate, real estate, real estate, real estate, and I'm telling you, think Sam, think Sam, think Sam, think Sam. And if it's not you and it's somebody else, Tugboat Todd, and I always say, well then,
Send them to Sam.
Send the people to Sam. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. There you go. You know what I just realized just now, in this moment, right now? I think our very good friend who's going to be joining us, I think I told him 232. That would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it? Okay, so we're going to get into our next DDD. And our next DDD, does this have a sound? It's called Prayer Strategy. What do you have for us?
It's a bold strategy, Tom.
Oh, the strategy? The strategy?
It's a bold strategy, Tom.
Oh, the strategy? The strategy?
It's a bold strategy? It's a strategy? Yeah, it's a strategy. Mark chapter 14, verse 32 through 36. Here we go. Then they came to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus told his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took with him Peter, James, and John and began to be deeply troubled and distressed. And he told them, "My soul is consumed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch." Going a little further, he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour would pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "all things are possible for you. take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Jesus gives a three-point strategy in prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. I know some people might not see that, and I don't mind, but just listen for a moment. Jesus knows what's coming. This is different than being simply martyred, as many people have done. This is Jesus bearing the sins of the world on his physical being. It was a big deal. If it was simply a death that was the result of one or himself, so to speak, it would be one thing. But he is bearing the burden of the sins of humanity in this process. So this is heavy. And so Jesus tells, he's got the disciples, he's like, all right, well, we're gonna pray. And he takes Peter, James, and John, and they seem to be able to get into the inner circle in certain events a little more often than not. And he's deeply troubled and distressed. And he says this statement, my soul is consumed with sorrow to the point of death. Can I explain to you that when he says my soul is consumed with sorrow, he's saying my soul is sad. Sorrow is sad. And he's saying, I am sad all the way until the point of me actually dying. He's going to be sad right here. He's sad about what he's got to go through. It's not just the redemption. There's a sadness to this whole process as God is forced to create a propitiation through Jesus Christ, a substitute through Jesus Christ, in order to redeem mankind, because mankind is so perverted. And there's a sadness there. Remember in Scripture, in Genesis, in I think it's Genesis chapter 6, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right, where it talks about the Lord was grieved that he made mankind. Because there's a sadness when the Lord has to take certain actions in order to sustain the relationship with mankind. It means that his created beings have a grand trouble with sin, perversion, and rebellion. And so Jesus says, I'm sad all the way to my death. This is hard. But he gives a three-point strategy for prayer, one that we should all appreciate. You don't have to use this every single time you pray, but don't tell me it's not beneficial. When you look at this, Jesus said three things, actually four. He says, Abba, Father, which we know is a term of endearment. And for those that don't want to think God as a male or as a father, too bad. That's how Jesus identifies him. If you don't like it, tough. Doesn't matter. So Jesus says, Abba, Father, Daddy. And then he says, all things are possible for you. The first part of this formula is to understand that Jesus recognizes that through the Father, anything can happen. And let me tell you something. When you as a Christian pray, you ought to be believing that exact statement, that as you pray, anything is possible for God to do. He can do anything. You're bringing your petition. It's not a question of whether God can do something. It's more a question is if the petition you bring is in the framework of what he wants done. It's not an issue of his ability per se. So Jesus acknowledges in the prayer for us to catch, all things are possible for you. That's number one. And then number two, he says it and doesn't hide it, and I don't know why anybody else would. He says, take this cup from me. It's like, all things are possible for you. That's the first one. Take this cup from me. That's the second one. Hey, this is exactly what Jesus is saying. If I cannot do this, I would prefer to go that route. That's honest, direct prayer. When you are praying to God, don't couch it. Don't Christianese your prayer. Be you. Say the truth. God knows what you're thinking anyway. And Jesus goes, I don't want to really do this thing. This cup, can we get this? Take this cup from me. I don't want this. That's the second thing. So the first thing he does is he acknowledges that God can do anything. The Father can do anything. The second thing he does is tells the Father exactly what he's looking for. And the third thing is this. He says, yet not what I will, but what you will. The third premise in this, or the third element in this formula, is you know that God can do anything. You tell him what you want, but you then surrender. Not what I want. You see, God's ability in the situation was without question. Jesus' desire was communicated, but then Jesus' submission was how he closed it. Not what I want, what you want. Let's do your thing. That's a great strategy in prayer, to recognize God can do it, to bring forth your request, to surrender that request in humble submission. That's a prayer strategy. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back with more Don't Go Anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Seeking the face of God can strengthen our faith.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Amy Peterson. Amy writes, "My 4-year-old son is full of questions and chatters constantly. I love talking with him, but he's developed an unfortunate habit of talking to me even when his back is turned. I often find myself saying, 'I can't hear you. Please look at me when you're talking.'" Amy continues, "Sometimes I think God wants to say the same thing to us, not because he can't hear us, but because we can tend to talk to him without really looking at him. We pray, but we remain caught up in our own questions and focused on ourselves, forgetting the character of the one we're praying to. Like my son, we ask questions without paying attention to the person we're talking to. Many of our concerns are best addressed by reminding ourselves of who God is and what he has done. By simply refocusing, we can find comfort in what we know of his character, that he is loving, forgiving, sovereign, graceful. The psalmist believed we ought to seek God's face continually. When David appointed leaders for worship and prayer, he encouraged the people to praise God's character and tell stories of his past faithfulness. When we turn our eyes toward the beautiful face of God, we can find strength and comfort that sustain us even in the midst of unanswered questions. Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox. Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Bread. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to remind people two quick things. One, we have our app, which is free to use for Android and for iPhone, the KPRZ app. It's really good because if you put it on your phone and you go anywhere throughout the country, it just makes you feel good. And then the other thing to remember is we have our Pastors Masters Golf Tournament coming up on May 8th. going to be our 7th annual Pastor's Masters Golf Tournament at St. Mark's Golf Club. Here's the bottom line. Fellowship lunch, a special gift, awards, desserts, and laughs. I just don't know if that means people are going to watch me play golf or they're bringing a comedian. I'm not sure what they're doing. But go to KPRZ.com to get more information. On the phone with us, the legend of Salem Media Group. Oh, all those other people think they're legends, but this guy is the legend, the discerner of the politically diabolical, and there's plenty of it, and the discerner of the politically somewhat divine. He wades through the weeds of talkers so we can evaluate and avoid those who pontificate and bloviate. Our very own Russell Shubin from Christian Outlook. Russell Shubin, my good friend, how are you?
I'm doing great. Another busy week down there, I imagine, but I'm doing well. How about you, David?
I'm doing great. I waited. We are purposely not doing any politics this entire 2 hours just so we can do it with you, so that we can get our political fill and understanding in the Christian perspective of what's going on. First and foremost, tell me about Christian Outlook. You guys, you have to have been so busy in the last week. What do you got on the show coming up this week?
Well, we spend extensive time in the program looking at the Neil Gorsuch nomination. And if you want to talk something positive in regards to politics or politics broadly speaking, what's happening in the political system, this is something to watch and watch closely. He is, of course, the nominee to the Supreme Court to fill the seat that was left vacant by the deceased Antonin Scalia, and he is superb. He is disciplined. He is marked by restraint verbally in front of the committee. He's marked by judicial restraint, and he's the sort of judge we need. And if he is not fit to serve, there aren't any people in this country who are fit to serve in the Supreme Court, and they will probably filibuster him. We hear from John Malcolm from Heritage Foundation on that. We talk about the dangerous world we have in North Korea, and Rex Tillerson's verbal warning to the crazy North Koreans. We hear from Cliff May from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, and Robert Nicholson of the Philos Project talks to us about the Coptic Christians in Egypt, 10% of the population still at great risk. What happened in London should make us incredibly sympathetic to those who are in lands dominated by or where these forces are not rogue but controlling parts of the country. We talked to David Kinnaman about the new Barna research, looking in particular about pastors and what's happening with pastors in the country from their new study. We hear from Diane Medved with her new book on divorce, and it's a argument that I hope many listeners, especially those who are going through tough times or who have friends going through tough times. The book is Don't Divorce, Powerful Arguments for Saving and Renewing Your Marriage. And Albert Moeller loops around and takes a closer look again at the Neil Gorsuch nomination. So there you have it.
All right. So Neil Gorsuch, I mean, it's one thing you said it right off the bat, and I love that you said this, by the way. But if you're looking for something positive, because there is so much, it's either negative or unique. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it doesn't seem like it's like it's negative or it's like wowzer. But here is something that is extremely positive, especially when we understand that this is going to have impact on our nation for years to come. Talk about the length of time. Like, so I'm going to say this, and if I'm wrong, please forgive me. It does look pretty good that he's going to get through and become a Supreme Court justice, from what I can tell. It doesn't seem like, you know, even though they might have to do the political maneuvering. So if that is the case, how long of an impact can this appointment have on this country?
Well, he's 49, and it's a lifelong appointment. So, definitionally, let's say he lives till 89, that's 40 years. Let's say he's not granted that many years. Let's say he serves till 75 or 80. You know, you're talking 35 years easy, maybe up to 40 years. But the fact that it's a lifelong appointment, it's impossible to overstate how important this is because, and listeners have watched, increasingly the courts are taking the decision making powers out of the voters' hands, and through their activist approach and through their sense of the quote unquote living constitution, they're legislating from the bench. And Gorsuch is one of the proponents of a much more conservative judicial philosophy, an originalist, a textualist, who's looking at what the words meant in the Constitution, and he's letting legislators legislate, and even people on the left side of the aisle should support that sort of thing, though they don't. I'd say at least a full two generations to come.
All right, and that's very impactful. I mean, you're talking about two generations.
Yeah.
I mean, my grandkids, their kids, right?
Yep. Easy. Especially if there is an additional one, and this would get us back to where the composition of the court is comparable to what it was under Scalia. And it's not clear exactly the sort of judge that Gorsuch would be, but we know that he'd be Scalia was a firebrand, and Gorsuch is not that. So there's a personality difference, but there's not a difference in judicial philosophy. So that would be big. But if there is an additional one, that would likely change the composition and move it slightly to the right. And it's important to note that if he is filibustered, the Republicans in the Senate, led by Leader McConnell, absolutely need to change the rules of the Senate, because there is no grounds for which he ought to be filibustered. And the Democrats have already, under Harry Reid, changed the rules for other types of nominees. There's precedent to change the rules again, and it's time to do so.
And they'll do that. I mean, I just don't think, I mean, it's not to be offensive to anybody around me in the political structure, left, right, liberal, or conservative, Democrat, or Republican, but I don't think that Donald Trump will take multiple losses in a row. I just don't think he's that kind of guy, and he's going to make this happen from his point of view and from the lead on the Republican side. They are going to need some wins, and this is a big win and a big, big step in that direction. I think my question to you might be, you know, are there, you said it's a lifetime appointment. Are there other lifetime appointments like this, or is this the most unique style of appointment? And I'm not talking about tenured professors. I mean positions of real, true governmental power. Is this the most unique in its approach?
Yeah, and yes, and that's why it's pretty difficult to overstate. I'm not an expert at what point the nominees to the federal courts are not lifetime appointments, but the Supreme Court is absolutely unique in this, and because of the role of the courts. I mean, even the number of years that we have talked together on your program, we're talking, you know, court decision after court decision after court decision, and it is so very critical. But if I could flip back to something that you said, you're right that Trump won't take a loss, but the key person to watch, it's not that President Trump is irrelevant, he's not at all, But the key person to watch is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and he is a veteran of the Senate, and he likes these traditions of the Senate. He values the fact that the Senate is given more towards consensus than pure majoritarian rule, and so he's got a reticence to change, and I think he will, but by disposition. He wants to keep things as they are if he can. So he's the one that we ought to have our eyes on. And my hunch is just what you said, that he will, but he can come under pressure from Trump. But I don't think that Mitch McConnell would take such lobbying. I don't think he'd receive it very kindly. It's a separate and independent body. And McConnell's waited a long time to be in this majority leader role.
Wow. There's just so much going on. But the people who are listening right now, the Christians who are listening to you and I, they have an active role in this process, too, through the power of prayer, don't they?
Absolutely. And the need for prayer, this particular thing, but we are watching unfolding one of the most divisive chapters, at least in your adult life and my adult life, as it relates to politics in Washington, D.C. That is left-right, distrust of media, distrust of institutions, distrust of the intelligence bodies. All of these things have contributed to whatever other labels you want to use. It's divisive. And people are lacking trust, and that neither of these things are good for the country. And part of the explanation is that there's a contrast of worldviews that's happening, a battle of worldviews that's going on. But part of it is, you know, just forces of sin and entropy and things kind of the tendency of things to unravel. And that's not good for the country. So that's another way to look at how we ought to be interceding and things we ought to look for from the nation's capital.
Yeah, excellent. Well said. Great job. Ladies and gentlemen, what you want to do is you want to check out, I'm going to tell you right now, you got to check out Christian Outlook. You don't have to wait till it's on the radio, because you can go online to ChristianOutlook.com. But if you decide, yeah, I want to hear it on the radio or use that app of yours, Saturday 11 p.m., Sunday 4 p.m., Sunday 11 p.m., you get to understand from a Christian point of view, from a Christian Outlook point of view, the different elements that are taking place in our country, and even a piece of good news in the politics realm, which is fantastic. Thank you, Russell, for taking the time and hanging out with us.
Great to be with you. You have a great weekend. It's always a joy.
Yeah, God bless you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
The great preacher Dwight L. Moody defined character as who a person is in the dark. Someone else said it's who we are when no one is looking. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that who we are thunders so loud that it drowns out anything we might say to the contrary. A modern paraphrase might be to let our walk match our talk. I don't think anyone has ever defined character as concisely as Jesus did when he said, "Let your yes be yes, and your no be no." In other words, let our words and our actions reinforce one another in a righteous and godly direction. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's perfect character on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins shared how people really feel about pastors preaching on the issues of the day.
We did some polling on this a few years ago, asking people, when it comes to the moral issues of our day, would you like to hear more from the pulpit? It was really quite amazing. And we also asked the question, should pastors be free to speak to these issues? And overwhelmingly, even among liberals, they believe that the pulpit should be free to speak to these issues and speak to them. So I'm not sure where the disconnect is. And people in the pews want to hear them, not every Sunday. But when it's time to apply our faith to a particular season, election season, you know, it's helpful if we can speak to these issues.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Hey. Don't forget, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. We only have a few minutes left in this segment. I want to take this time to talk about Bible League International. Michael Woolworth doing a fantastic job. I will tell you right now that in the 4 hours that we did the show, I'm just going to say it because I don't care. In the 4 hours we did the show on Tuesday and Wednesday, we did just at $2,000 money raising for the cause, about 500 Bibles. So I just want to say thank you. It's just fantastic, right? And that's nothing, because we are going to get to our full goal of 1,800 Bibles, so I'm not done yet. And you might be thinking, what, are you just trying to get as much as you can? Yes. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get as many Bibles into the hands of brothers and sisters as I possibly can. And at $5 a Bible, and the Bible being in their own language, and Bible League International taking those Bibles and putting those Bibles in people's hands, and we're not talking about people in the United States. There is no drought of Bibles in the United States. I'd be very surprised if there was one in Canada. And I'd be, I don't know if I'd be surprised if there was one in England, but I guess I'd kind of be surprised. But I am not surprised that in Asia and in the Middle East and in Africa, there is a shortage of Bibles. There's no shock there at all. And that I know for a fact, every Christian reporting agency saying that right now Africa is like a hub of Christian growth and activity, and I am more than confident that our brothers and sisters over there do not have all the equipment that we have here. I give Michael Woolworth big props for saying they don't think of the United States as fat and sassy. They think of the United States as blessing them with Bibles. And that's what we want to do and need to do. Why, your gift of $25 will impact by sending five Bibles, $5 a piece, $25, five Bibles, Triple A rating, by the way, Bible League International is. And each Bible has an impact that they've calculated to about 12 people.
That's amazing.
So five Bibles affects 60 people. For $25, you can change 60 people, which is about the average size of an American church. Wow.
When we reach our goal, that's going to be like 22,000 people.
Yeah, I just can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm excited
because I think it's just awesome. It'd be 24,000. Well, right, 22,000. But I want 2,000 Bibles, so I'm pushing. 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. But again, 800-YES-WORD. We have people doing it on KPRZ.com, so you know it works. It's totally fine, totally safe. You can go to KPRZ.com, just click on the banner. I strongly, 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 strongly encourage you to participate. And we're just going to keep going. I'm not going to, I'm just, you know, we had, their goal is 1,800. Then I added 200. It's like, come on, we can do this. 24,000 people influenced.
That's like more than half of Petco Park.
Just think
of
that.
Think you've ever been to a base Padre game, look out there and you'd be affecting half the people in the stadium. That's amazing.
Excellent picture right there. Excellent creation of a picture that people can see it in their minds. 1-800-YES-WORD or KPRZ.com. We're going to take a short break. You're going to hear Marty. Then we're going to come back at the top of the hour. We got our whole thing going again. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.